This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Past 8. Good morning. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew, and let's get into our conversation. This morning, my guest is the River State Police Command spokesperson, SP Grace Iringekoko, and she's live with us in the studio this morning. Madam, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Ifeyemi.
All right. It's quite a lot to talk about. Rivers people have been waiting for the opportunity. They've been saying, we should bring you to the studio. I know we've spoken a couple of times over the phone, and work has made it quite difficult to have you here present live. But eventually that happened today. So quite a few things that Rivers people will want to be abreast with. We know that quite a lot of successes have been recorded so far by the police and the commissioner. But then when you give small, you still need to ask for more. So, and the more in this sense would be some areas and certain reports that we've had in the past. We'll be highlighting some of those areas, and hopefully you give us information as to how the police is handling those and what they are doing. But in the meantime, on Facebook, we are streaming all of this live. So join the conversation on Facebook. It is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. On Twitter, it is Nigeria Info PH. You can also send in WhatsApp messages if you have questions that you want to ask, suggestions you want to make. 08090306416. We would be taking more WhatsApp messages so that we can maximize the conversation and use the time we have judiciously. So take advantage of the WhatsApp portal. Send in messages to 08090306416. Okay, so keep those messages coming in. Let me get to my guest. First off, SP, I'd like to say congratulations on the successes recorded so far. Some of them including the most recent, some police officers that were paraded by the commissioner and they were charged with extorting certain citizens of the country of a certain amount of money, amongst many other reports that we've been having. What can you say generally has been behind the renewed drive that we are seeing and the successes that the police have been recording so far in Rivers State in the fight against crime?
First of all, I want to say good morning to Rivers people. And I want to say we have a new sheriff in town, which is the Commissioner of Police, Rivers State Police Command, CP1 Polycarpe Emeka. He has come to rebrand Rivers State Police Command. He is a man with wealth of experience when it comes to policing. This is one of his agendas he just tried to launch on, which I can say for now.
Mm-hmm. All right. And yesterday we had the tribunal pass its judgment. We know that the police had put out statements. If you go on Twitter now, you see hashtag Occupy Abuja trending. They're beginning to look like, we have signs that people might want to protest and all of that. Is the police looking at what has happened with the tribunal and the judgment? Are there any plans on ground? What are the plans, if there are any, for the post-election tribunal judgment?
I know in Rivers Command, we have adequate security on ground. We are not envisaging such, but we have adequate security. Our CP is a proactive CP, and CP, he has already deployed massive policemen on ground, but we are not envisaging of such.
We're hoping that no protest happens.
Yes, in Rivers
and if
State.
Eventually it does,
we are not praying
because the Labour Party and the PDP have supporters in the state as well. So, we know that they've decided to go on appeal, but I mean, with what we see on social media and how all of that is going, what would be the arrangements? Is the police saying nobody should go out on protest, or are people already on standby in the case of any eventuality?
For now, we have not seen any of such, but the only thing I can tell you for free is that the CP has already deployed adequate security on ground.
Mm.
to ensure that there is peace in River State and the citizens should go about their lawful business and activities in the state.
And talking about peace, we had the zero crime in River State initiative. I'd spoken with some members of the committee on the show a while ago. But now that we have you here, perhaps you can give us more information into that and how that would eventually tackle crime. How does it help to tackle crime in this state? What is the program about and how is the sustainability of that program looking like?
This program is a huge one, and this is one of the initiative of the Commissioner of Police in the state, and it just launched the Zero Crime Initiative to combat crime in the state, so that the residents and investors will have a safe haven to go about their lawful business and activities in the state.
Mm. And where is this started? We know that there are certain areas in River State where, I mean, crime is on the increase. The Waterside Axis, one of those areas. There were reports that the CP was supposed to visit those riverine areas, Diob areas, and the Marine Bays, and all of them. How far with that?
Yes, the CP will go around. I think we have three meeting points. We are supposed to meet, like, three geopolitical zones that we are supposed to meet as a starting point. The CP will visit the waterlog areas, the waterside, where you will also call members of the public out there to also sensitize them that crime, they should shun crime and they should embrace peace. And we also have some packages we need to give out there, but I don't want to bring out the cat out of the bag.
Don't bring out the cat. So show us the head. Don't show us the head of the cat. That's all we need to see. We don't need to hold
when they
cat.
See, they will say, wow, what initiative is this? I will tell you that this is one of a kind. Since the assumption of River State, I've not seen this. I can tell you that the CP is a seasoned police officer.
But okay, just a sneak peek. Which of the areas is the CP going to visit? Is Diob one of those areas? Is Marine Bays?
They are all inclusive. We are visiting Diob. We are visiting because we are coming from different angles. Not just per se, this place. We are coming from the Diob. Not only within, we are not focusing only here.
Also, other local governments.
Yes, other local governments too are sort of flashpoints that we need to focus on, because we need to reach out and stretch out hands to those too out there. We have a free medical. That's why I say I don't want to bring out all here, but you will see it.
Bring it. Once you are bringing it, bring it out.
On the 14th of this month, that's when we start our roadshow. Okay. Then other events will come up.
And that will be starting from
this month,
Otakot, local government.
Yes.
And then you migrate to other areas.
Yes, sir.
Some people feel, that approach, what message is the police carrying out? Because I'm sure you are aware that the relationship between people and the police is not one that has come to be very friendly. Many people see police officers and they feel, what was happening here? Waiting for this. What I don't do again? And there's always that. The moment you see a police officer, you have that, which I don't do again. There's that. Is this program targeted at also trying to change that mindset?
We are trying to bring a narrative to tell you that police is your friend, that you shouldn't be scared of the police, that you should come up freely to give us ideas more, and also come up to tell us if you see, because we say in the police, if you see something, say something. So when you see anything suspicious within your area, you come out, you die in the nearest police station, which you can report, or you come to the headquarters. You also have numbers which you can also call if you don't want to come out. Then you tell us that these are the things you're seeing, and that we can help ourselves and also help your neighbor, help the citizens. That's what we are trying to do. We are trying to bring the citizens more closer to the police so that we can be free, so that slogan that say police is your friend will still exist within us.
So how about people who say, when we go to the police and we tell them, or we report, or we complain, the thing we see next is your identity is not secure. And then the people that you reported might come after you. Or the people that you think you reported that were arrested, the next day you see them on the streets, and then now the person who reported them is in problem. These things have happened a lot in the past. And for some people, it's the reason why, if they even see an accident occur on the road and they need to help, their fear is, if I go and help this person, the police could come here and then harass me or carry me. And then because of that, we have many people who don't even want to give help or render help or any form of services. We are beginning to grow a generation of less patriotic people, if I would use it that way. Are the identities of people safe? Can somebody say, I am safe if I go to the police and report a situation? Or I mean, the CP had even talked about how a police officer, I'll come to that, a police officer who was shot and then was not attended to. I'll come to that. But first, how secure is the identity of any person who reports issues to the police?
I can tell you that you are secured. Don't be scared. We have numbers that even if you want to hide your identity, you can call if you're scared. That you can call those numbers and you can tell us whatever happened. You can brief us and tell us. Don't be scared of anyone. And I've not seen a situation where you would tell us, and I know the CP on ground, he will not tolerate that, that you come to him in confidence. He cannot betray your confidence. So if you don't want to call, go to the nearest police station. If you're scared of the DPO within you, or you don't have that confidence and trust in him, you can come to the headquarters and meet the commissioner of police. His door is open.
We're meant to understand that there's a suggestion box.
Yes, we have a suggestion box.
How does that work?
You can come to the headquarters, you drop whatever you want to write. Anonymous, you drop it in the suggestion box. The CP will open it. As long as you're giving us a clue of what is happening within your area, or you're giving us a clue of criminal hideouts, it's a kudos to us, and it's a plus to the society too. So you can write to the society. Just come to the headquarters. Nobody will know you. Nobody can identify you.
So just you can just walk yes. past, go there, just drop it and leave.
Yes, you can just drop it and you leave.
All right. A lot to talk about. We have a very short commercial in a matter of moments. On Facebook, we're asking people to respond to this question. There's the problem of police extortion, especially at checkpoints. And this is something that we'll need you to address, whether checkpoints are still allowed, because we have them. And on Facebook, we're asking you, do you think that police extortion at checkpoints can ever stop? And we'll need you to drop your comments and share with us what you think on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3PH. And that's the handle. Let us know on WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. If you have questions that you would want us to ask the police PRO here with us in the studio, or issues within your area, activities of police officers, or issues that you think the police should address within your location, send those to us using the WhatsApp number 0809-030-6416. I'll take that again, 0809-030-6416. Before we go on the commercial, let's start with this. The problem of police extortion at checkpoints in this state, it's alarming. We all see it. I don't know if you've seen it, but I see it. You see it happen with commercial drivers, especially commercial drivers. How are you tackling this? What exactly is being done? It seemed not to be ending, even though we've had administrations upon administration of commissioners of police and IGs say no roadblocks, no checkpoints, no this, but we seem to still have them, and we still seem to have this particular problem. I'm sure if I open the phone lines now, people will even call you and tell you exact areas and locations. Some of them are even in front of police stations. You have police officers who will perpetrate this act. Some of them, the assumption is that the ogas in the office are aware and they send these people because the police need money to run their activities internally, and they might not have money to fuel cars and do some other things. So it is these returns that come from people on the road. That's what they do these things with. We would need you to respond to that. But first, let's just take this very short commercial. In a few minutes, we'll be back.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info, the Morning Crossfire. Our conversation continues. My guest is the spokesperson of the River State Police Command, SP Grace Iringekoko. So far, you've been listening to a response to some of the questions. Preparations of the police ahead of the post-election tribunal, presidential election tribunal. She says, we do not expect to have protests or any sort of uprising in River State, but then in case of any eventuality, plans are on ground to mitigate that and ensure it doesn't get out of hand. Well, we asked you a question about police extortion at checkpoints, and you think whether this can ever stop. Let us know what your thoughts are. We already have comments coming in on Facebook Live, and I also asked you to send in your thoughts and questions to us on WhatsApp. If in your area there are issues or things that you think the police are doing, or contributions you want to make, questions you want to ask, send them to us on WhatsApp. Like I said, we would be doing more of the messages on WhatsApp. We'd only take a very few calls so that we can maximize the time. Let me get my guest to respond to the question of police extortion at checkpoints. First off, are checkpoints legal?
Yes, checkpoints are legal because they are there to combat and to checkmate crimes, but they are not there for extortions.
So how does a driver, a commercial driver, what does he have to do if he stops and the police officer says, opens his hand, or they are expecting and they give you a number? Because these things, I've been in commercial vehicles too. I've entered commercial vehicles sometimes just to verify the complaints, because people will call us and say these things happen. And then you see it. I've seen some of them happen in front of police stations. I don't want to mention some areas. I want the callers to be the ones to do that. But they are areas in front of police stations that these things happen. And then the drivers would ask, the one time they say, oh, gaff for inside, no, say these people won't stand here. They do this thing. How's the police addressing that? How are they tackling that?
I want to say that the CP I have does not tolerate such acts that our police officers mount a checkpoint by extorting members of the public, especially commuters. That if any of such, they can go straight, because you just said they are giving numbers, which I'm not aware, but they can also walk straight into the division. If it's close to the station where that checkpoint is being mounted, they can go straight and ask of the DPO. And tell the DPO, this is what I'm seeing there. They can also, I would drop numbers also, they can call those numbers, because we have a monitoring team that has been going around. We have a CPS squad that is going around too for such acts. But checkpoints are there to combat crime, because you can see sometimes some persons, if they want to maybe ask them to check them, they want to beat those checkpoints. They are basically there to combat crime, to checkmate the activities of members of the public.
All right. Let me take a few messages so that we can respond. Recently, we saw mobile courts. It's almost as though like it just came out everywhere. I think at Chobat one time, on the NTA road other time. So let's start with this WhatsApp message. It says, good morning. I like your program. Let's talk about the mobile courts and their duties. I'm surprised that mobile courts, even in this hard economy, still treat people as rags. What is the job of the mobile court? I was at St. John's by Iwofe Road. I parked my car and was watching how they were extorting money from people. I tried to snap it, but wasn't sharp enough to share the picture. Please, I'm begging the CP to guide these people. We know recently we saw mobile courts come out. Was that something that was an instruction?
No, mobile court, it has been existing, not recently. It has been there for decades, not the recent one. And they will apply. A magistrate is there. Any defaulter will pay fine. If they check and your particulars are not in order, if you default, you pay crime there. But I'm not asking or telling any members of the public that any police should pay or bribe anyone out there, either a police officer or whosoever out there that is there to carry out that mobile court. If you're found guilty, you should go straight to the courts and pay your dues.
But tell us this. When a police officer stops a commercial vehicle or a private vehicle, what are the rights of a police officer, or what documents are they by right approved to ask for or check? Because there have been arguments about police cannot ask for this or that, and some of the documents that they ask for.
You know, most stolen vehicles, definitely they will come to the police. And it's through the police you can retrieve those stolen vehicles. So if the police do not ask of those documents, how can they find out those vehicles that have been stolen, especially where being parked?
So which documents can they ask?
They have your particulars. and they have also many police clearance. There are many documents out there that they need to ask. They have a lot.
Should the police officer be asking for driver's license?
Driver's license basically is for the road safety. But why they are asking of that? So that you can check if it will tally sometimes with your documents. And they want to know. Sometimes you see some persons carrying a vehicle which is not their own. Maybe the vehicle is where they kept it, stolen, where being parked. So they need to streamline and checkmate all these things to find out if these vehicles are vehicles that are being stolen. Mm. So sometimes if you see policeman on the way, treat him like a friend.
This last thing you said now about treating the policeman like a friend.
No, because you see, I can tell you that some persons, if they see policeman, immediately citing a policeman, now the word they'll say, hey, you see, they have come again.
Prince Bright Onyewuku on Facebook says, police is never anyone's friend in Nigeria, especially when money is involved. Matalayi Osaro says, until police stop extorting money from drivers and gullible people, then I can call them my friends. Emil Kamon says, honestly, the way the current leadership of the police in Abuja and Rivers State are tackling their men against extortion, Nigerian police will retain its glory, all thanks to the new CP. That's Emil Kamon. Some of the comments on Facebook. But you're getting the response for some people when you say the police is your friend and how they respond to it.
See, individual differences. You see some persons, when seeing the police, they're always defensive. They don't want to allow the police to carry out their legitimate assignment out there. When seeing the police, they are always there, either to harass. But if you are calm, the police, I know, because we've been lecturing about men. I know everybody might not be the same, but we are trying our best. The CP is trying his best. He always lecture our DPO. Our DPOs will stream down it to their subordinate out there. And they keep lecturing our men to be civil to members of the public. Mm. So I can tell you, if you see a policeman, will flag you down and ask you of your relevant documents. And if you show them all, and they will also tell you, go, me, I drive. Most of them, some of them don't know me. And if they stop me as a police officer, as a PRO, I stop and allow them to do their duty.
From your car, there's nothing that they will see and know that.
I don't have any inscription. I don't have any inscription on my car or my vehicle. I stop and allow them to do their lawful assignment, their lawful duty, and they will ask you, go.
Mm. Okay, so now you heard, the next time a police officer stops you, just show him all the documents he's asking for, and then you are good to go. There's still more questions to ask, but let's get to WhatsApp and a few more messages. This one says, good morning. Yeah, in Okporo, there is a police extortion in front of Okporo Division and also under Eliozu flyover, causing unnecessary traffic on the road. Chi in Okporo sent that one in. This one says, at Army Range, tell madam that her men are here now collecting money from Keke at Army Range in Eneka. So I should tell you that they are collecting money now from keke drivers. Joe in Oyigbo says, police extortion in River State can never stop. Let the CP visit police checkpoints along Oyigbo Road and see things for himself. This one, it's Daniel from Iwofe. He says, extortion by police officers along Iwofe Road is becoming too much. Police collect money from keke guys, bus drivers, every evening, and it's really causing traffic on that road every evening. And these guys are so smart that they always cover their name tags while doing this illegal act. Daniel from Iwofe. Hello, good morning. Gogo West says, I'd like to address this issue about our River State Police. Some of them don't even have names on their uniforms, and they like harassing the youth sometimes. They'll search and see you with nothing, then they'll check your phone and still find nothing, and they'll still carry you for absolutely no good reason, and now we're scared of them, so they should please stop. Now, this is what he highlighted here is something that's quite interesting, because it's almost becoming a stigma. I've been in vehicles with my friends, with about three of us in the car. You're driving, it's almost as though if you're a young person driving a good car and the police officer sees you, the first eyes he looks at you with, from even how he addresses you, is that of you are a supposed, in quote, criminal or internet fraudster or a whatever. And it then shows in how they proceed to, I've been brought out on the road after showing documents, and then they start to turn, bring your pocket, open your hand, open your phone. And when he said open your phone, I said, officer, I'm not opening my phone. At this point, I had not introduced or showed any ID card. I just said, I'm not opening my phone. He said, officer, they talk to you. And then the aggressiveness comes out. And these are some of the things that many people don't want. So because I don't want this, I don't want to be embarrassed, I don't want to now start I've seen another one where they a boy was they almost got him naked front of Open University Junction is where they stopped the boat ride, and then they his trousers they took on the road. I was driving past, and then what I said, I just said, is this on a checkpoint? Is it legal? I go call Oga make I confirm. That's what I just said from the car while we were passing. And then before we went to the U-turn and came back, we didn't see them anymore. So yes, possibly there are some that do these things illegally. But then how would do we address this? That the police would be able to do its job because we want them to do their job. But at the same time, situation where the rights of people are respected as human beings and they're treated with some decency. Especially young men.
I want to tell you that you can see recently the CP paraded some officers. And out of that officers, some are not from River State Police Command. Some officers, they do come from other command into River State to perpetrate such crime and they will go back. Tomorrow they will say it's River State Police. River State Police. So we find in quotes, they are police officers like us, so we cannot deny it that they are officers. But some are coming from other states because the CP lecture our men. Searching you is not a crime. A police officer have the statutory right to search you and to search your vehicle. But searching your phone is wrong. No police officer is allowed to search your phone except he have a court order. While he's investigating you and that phone is under investigation and he has the right to search your phone. But a police officer, I can stand and state clearly that they don't have the right to search your phone. That is your personal belonging. So they don't have the rights. Except they're investigating you with a court order and that phone can be searched upon.
Okay. We'll open the phone lines. We eventually have to take a few calls. Please, we'll need you to be very brief and short with your messages. Okay. Whatever you're going to say, just go straight to the point. So, because we don't have a lot of time and we're trying to maximize the time that we have. 0817 923 0003 0817 923 0007. After the calls and a few more messages, I'll be asking you questions about some communities where we have some level of insecurity. I think I've spoken to you already about one of them, and you said you were going to give us some information about that. So hopefully we'll get to hear somewhere in Oda West. It will be a community. That's one community where I spoke to the youth president and he made some very damning revelations. We'll get to that after the calls. Let's hear from Temple in Malwan. You could use the headphones. Let's hear from Temple in Malwan. Hello, Temple. Please, straight to the point. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Once again, the very distinguished female. I salute Madam in the house. I think I want to say that Commissioner of Police, Mr. Uye Emeka, has remained the best Commissioner of Police River State has ever gotten. But when you look at the extortion, I want to appeal to CPRO. Madam, please. From Gruta to Chokoto Junction, from Chokoto Junction down to Okumoko, in a day I'm talking, the level of extortion, if you can do us a favor, in a disguise, because I doubt if police officers don't know you, I doubt. Because any police officer that does not know you, I think that police officer doesn't know what he or she is doing. Then on the other hand, this issue of headers invading farmers, you know, and their farmland is part of security check. And the level of, the issue of land grabbing, what is your command doing in that aspect? Because for me, in Umechim, we have suffered a lot in the hand of herders and in the hand of this land grabber. What is your command doing to help community like Umechim that my people, the women, cannot, you know, put something on their farmland and get it without, you know, feeding their cows on those, you know, farm produce. Thank you.
All right, Temple. Thank you. Donatus in Rukwaku. Good morning. Okay, we lost that call. Let's go to Abasiama in Umbuoba. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Semianro.
Yeah, good morning to you. Go
All
ahead.
Right. Based on the ongoing program, I want to really find out, as concerning the KK drivers, is there a kind of driving license they're supposed to have? What are the documents that KK driver are supposed to have? Because if you go to other judge, police extort as much as 1,000 naira before you drive to other judge. Rumoke asks this. You are going to Rumoke after the Salvation Ministry. There's a turning point there. That is where they will be. collecting 500 from each of the KK driver and giving them numbers. So are they supposed to have a particular document so that, you know, like other vehicles will have their particulars and thereabouts as to, you know, avoid this extortion?
Okay, thank you very much, Apasiama. Mufasa from NTA Road, good morning.
Yeah, hi, good morning, Andrew.
Welcome.
Good morning to the distinguished lady in the studio. I think for me, River State Police Command has presently constituted is, you know, very active and they are doing a fantastic job. I want to commend them for that. Now, I have a question for the good lady there. In instance of get to a checkpoint and there are police officers who want to check your vehicle, and on your own, if you just want to, you know, take a video of what they are doing, do you need permission from the officer before you can, you know, record what they are doing? Like, they want to search your car. I intended to record, you know, the activity of what they are doing, because I had an experience with some police officers and they were angry when I brought out my phone to record what they wanted to do in my car. They said I should have, you know, taken permission from them before recording them, you know, searching my car. So do I need permission from a police officer before I can record what they are doing in my car?
Mufasa, thank you very much. We'll take one more call and then we'll pause and get response from the guest here in the studio. 0817-923-0007, 0817-923-0003. Plenty of calls coming in, but then we have very limited time. Good morning, Abie. Good morning to you. Go on.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, welcome.
Good morning to our guest in the studio. Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Abie.
Okay, I want to ask. I think they say the police is our friend. And here in our community here, we have a challenge to multinational. And the IG has given approval for us to go on peaceful protest with the multinational. I don't want to mention their name. And the commissioner was directed to give us police support. Instead of doing that, what they did was to look for, take us to SRED, for alternative dispute resolution, which is quite good. But when we went there, we saw them being pertinent. The moment the company came in, in fact, up to today, they delayed us. The IG approval is still with us. And we look at it as compromising with the IOC. Now, on that note, if we decide to go on self-help, they'll say, these people are criminal, this is like this. Please, Commissioner, you as our sister, what do we do?
All right, Abie, thank you very much. One more. Chima and Ada George, please, straight to the point, and then we attempt to wrap things up. Chima, go on.
Yes, Andrew, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, Andrew, I think the last time your guest came to studio, I don't know if you are the one who actually speak with her, she told us of setting up a team. I want to ask, how effective is that team? Because with what we can see, Andrew, I'm not seeing any team monitoring any police anywhere. I'm in another church right now. Police people are there collecting money, bringing change. And he talks about checkpoints. Are they supposed to mount checkpoints on the middle of the flyover? That's what I want to ask, Andrew. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Chima. All right, that will be it for the phone calls. Let's just get a response to some of those questions before I ask you, because there's still also a few more questions that I need to ask and get your responses. So if we can quickly get your response to these ones.
Okay, the one in Rumoshem, the land grabbers and herders that you just spoke about. I think that's related to land. I don't know if petition has been written in regards to that, because I know most of the land cases are civil by nature, but it's something that you need to come up with. Let's know what that situation is all about. One, the elders too. I don't know if you have already reported that to the DPO for him to carry proactive actions in that regard. Then secondly, the one of Ada George about keke drivers collecting money on the road, if keke are meant to have a particular document or particulars for it to ensure that those money has not, they will not be collecting those money from the keke drivers. I want to say that those keke drivers should not pay any money to any police officer. They shouldn't pay. And I will drop numbers that they should call. I don't see any reason they are hustling for their lives and they don't need to be paying all this money to police.
Okay.
I don't know if it is police or somebody is acting as a disguise, collecting money, saying they are police officers, whereas they are not police officers. But I want to tell you for free, don't pay any money. Even the CP will not be happy to see you struggling for survival, either to go and commit crime, you're there helping yourself, and a policeman wants to demean you to be collecting money, it will never be happy. Don't pay.
What's the policy of the police on name tags, on officer uniforms, especially for those at checkpoints on the roads? Is there a policy? Because some of them you don't find name tags.
Even the Inspector General of Police will never condone such attitude of any police officer. The CP will never tolerate such.
So is a person within his rights, when you see a police officer at the checkpoint and you don't see a name tag, are you within your rights if you ask for their name tag?
Yes, you have the right, because a police officer, okay, as you're seeing me here on the studio, you can see my name boldly written. I cannot hide my identity. My identity is who I am. And my identity describes who I am. So this is me. So if I'm wearing this name tag, definitely you know this is this person. If I don't have any interior motive, why will I remove my name tag? So if you see them, please call.
Okay, so what are those numbers? The numbers that we can call?
I have a CP monitoring unit, which I will give you the number now. I don't know if I should call or after
the program.
Okay, we're wrapping up soon. 080, please, you can take it down. 080-33-333-83-997. These are CP monitoring team that goes around to checkmate all these activities of our erring police officers.
Right.
Then we also have the CP Escort, 070-134-4080-807.
Okay.
Then I also give you my number. You can also call 090-3037-308.
All right. We don't have a lot of time. We're wrapping, winding up in the matter of less than 3 minutes. But tell us about the situation in the Ubia community. It's a place where I spoke to the youth president. And he had said, well, these were the reports that they had extortion by some individuals, rascals in the community who collect money from them as in form of security levies. Said they've complained. People have moved out of that area, moved out of that community somewhere in Outer West. Is the police aware? And what has been done with regards to that?
Before coming to the studio, I even called the DPO because I want to really get an highlight of the situation. I called not only OBA DPO, I called so many DPOs to find out their area of responsibility, to find out what is going on, because I know most questions might need to come up. So I asked and I said, OBA community for now is calm. People are going about their lawful activities. You know, the CPO already, he did some changes on SWAB recently, that it changed so many DPOs, even that of Outer West. We have a new DPO there. I think it's a month old there. And I think the DPO is trying his best. He's trying his best. When I asked him, I said, there is no problem in OBA community, that the community is peaceful. People are going about their lawful business and activities.
All right. Thank you very much, SP Grace Iringekuku, for your time and for joining us on the show this morning. Hope to have you some other time.
Thank you so much.
All right.
God bless you, Andrew.
We have to wrap things up now. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew.